Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night. Help me out. We're up there. Nun Beis? No. Nun Aleph still. Finish Nun? No. Nun. You have to swallow, right? To make a bracha, you have to swallow. We learned that because somebody asked about chewing gum, and I sent you the Enkin. Let's start from Ches again, even though we learned it. Haichal HaShoyis HaRefuah, you're eating medicine. Emud Dover Mutim, if it tastes good, V'nenem Imenu, you have pleasure eating it. Now again, pleasure eating it, that's clear, you don't make a bracha. See, I want to clarify something. I clarified it during First Seder, actually, learning Sugim Subis and Elamiris. There's really three. The Gemara talks about Hanos Grono and Hanos Meyov, when you talk about Achila. Goron is the throat, I guess. Goron is the throat. Pierce the, what's that called, that thing?
Esophagus.
What?
Esophagus.
Yeah. Pierce that, it starts the throat. Yeah. So the Gemara talks about Hanos Grono and Hanos Meyov. So now, tasting good is way before the throat. Tasting good is in the mouth. It's not clear to me, the taste buds are in the mouth, right? Yeah, on the tongue. On the tongue.
Taste a lot for your nose.
Now, do you. And I guess I always thought that it doesn't taste good till you swallow. Like this, the saliva that's generated by the food or by the. But I guess it's not true. It tastes good right away before you swallow anything.
But that's what they mean before about Hanos Grono.
No, so that's. I want to tell you what we. But you don't make a bracha if something just tastes good if you don't swallow. But then I started thinking, does something taste good if you don't swallow anything? And I said, well, why wouldn't it if the taste buds are on your tongue? I said, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
Some of the taste buds.
I don't taste anything.
Most taste buds at the time are very simple. Most of the good tasteful food comes when you break it with your teeth. You break it up. It releases compounds which go up into the nose. Your nose is very sophisticated.
And all that is before you swallow.
That's right.
I don't know, then I never tasted food, I guess.
You swish around just, the soda and
I guess I just.
Taste it.
I think I taste it on its way out. I don't know. I guess I have to pay more attention. Or maybe I just gulp my food so I don't really taste it. I'm trying to think if something tastes good. Oh, so then what's Hanos Grono? So then go with the, wait a second, if the good, and it's clear you don't make a bracha on just tasting. So Meyov is nutrition. Or, I don't know if it's nutrition, it's not nutrition, Machayr. Meyov is that you're full. You're full. You're not empty. You're not hollow. You're full. So what's Grono? So what does it mean I know it's Grono? And I know all over the Gemara talks about I know it's Grono. So Joel, finally we said, Joel said it, and I saw right away, he's right. I don't know if it's a Chiddush or not. Jonathan will tell us. Eating is pleasureful. When you swallow something, it's a pleasurable act. It feels good. It's not the taste, and it's not the fullness of the stomach. The act of eating is pleasurable. That's Hanos Grono. It's pleasurable. It gives a person pleasure. It does. If you eat something that tastes good and you spit it out, you don't have that pleasure of eating. It's like a chiddush to me, but then. Like what? Does it feel good? Yeah, I guess it feels good. It feels good. Eating feels good. The act of eating feels good. You can say it's psychological. It's emotional. It's comforting. It makes you feel secure.
Well, that's all reasonable
hanah. Yeah. I'm saying. So, Kumtachais, there are three hanos. Clear. There's hanah of taste, which you do not make a bracha on. Hanah is grono meyav. Grono means the act of eating is a pleasurable act. Period. It is. And that's what, so you make a bracha on both, on grono and mayov. And mayov is the feeling of fullness. So I guess nutrition is never considered a hanoah. Nutrition is always like medicine. So that's what I'm saying. If you eat it for medicinal purposes, if it tastes good, venena mimenu, and you have pleasure eating it. I guess because tasting good is not enough.
Nutrition is not anything that you get hanoah.
What?
Nutrition is delayed hanoah. Nutrition is delayed hanoah. Sitting in your stomach doesn't do anything for you. Until it gets from your stomach into the rest of your body, it doesn't take out.
No, but I don't think hanos mayov means nutrition. It's like nutrition, you don't make a bracha on nutrition. Just like medicine. It's just good for you. I mean, that's why. So when it says it tastes good, so that's what he talks about chewing gum. If it just tastes good, you don't swallow it, it's clear you don't make a bracha. That's a mefarish halacha. No, that's clear. If it just tastes good, you don't swallow, no bracha. You only make a bracha when you swallow.
The question is, what do you swallow? It's your saliva mixing together with the flavors in the gum. So, that counts as something you make a bracha on or not?
If you swallow it.
We're talking about the medicine. You're saying it's clear the taste. You don't know
what. Do you remember what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says? He says medicine, if it tastes good, and the hanem minanu. So now I understand what that means. If you have pleasure eating it, you probably don't have pleasure eating something that doesn't taste good. Then you make a bracha, even if it's asur, because the Torah said, we're talking about you're permitted to eat it, so you have sakonos nefashos. So you have to make a bracha, even though you're eating a davar asur. On Yom Kippur, you certainly have to make a bracha. Vimu davar mar, if it's the inside of that gelatin capsule, which is bitter as all heck, he has no hanoah from it, no hanoah eating it. Ein mevarechol, no bracha. Shows a beitzachaya, a raw egg. Let's say a kol, the chazanim do that, so he doesn't really benefit. He doesn't have hanoah. But nenehu mezono, I don't know what that means now.
That sounds like nutrition. There's no other way to understand. Even right, the mezon zayin, shom mezon asakul.
So maybe he means like a full belly. Mezon Zayin gives you nourishment. Taka, what is Mezon? We have to stop here. I'm sorry. I have to.